Hi there. There are many myths and stories around grief. Some people might tell you that you should be crying all the time, or, oh, you should just carry on with it as if nothing's happened, or perhaps suggest that you don't need any support at all. But here are 12 things we'd like you to know about grief. So there aren't just five stages of grief, which some people talk or write about online or in books. One thing we know at Winston's Wish is that grief just isn't like that. It can be messy, mixed up. It can jump from one emotion to another and back. And that's all okay. It's really normal. Grief doesn't fit nicely into a box. We prefer saying that we're growing around our grief. So our grief stays with us and we get a little bit more used to coping with it as we get older. Grief isn't something you get over. Grief's not a park obstacle course that you just need to get finished as quick as possible and then that's it. It's not something that has a middle and an end. It's not something that you can tick off on your to-do list and never go back to. You might find that your grief can be triggered at different times throughout your life. Getting help doesn't mean that you're unwell or at all weak. Bereavement is what we call it when someone special to you dies. Grief is what you feel afterwards. It's important to feel that bereavement and grief aren't illnesses. And getting help is about thinking and making sense of a huge life-changing experience that has happened. Grief is not something to be solved or fixed. It's part of what makes us human beings. And people sometimes say that grief is the love we feel for someone that's no longer there. Sudden bursts of emotion are normal when you're grieving too. Some people worry that if you suddenly experience emotions, then there's something wrong with you. Quite the opposite, in fact. At Winston's Wish, we sometimes talk about grief being like the waves are all crashing around you, emotion after emotion, and it can feel really overwhelming. And we'd say, go with it. One thing we know is that going with those sudden bursts of emotion is a good thing to do. Let them all out. Maybe you have a plan of what to do if you suddenly cry, or you feel really angry or anxious at home or at school or out and about. Having a plan, even if you don't need to follow it, can make your emotions feel more manageable and you'll feel less anxious about doing your day-to-day stuff. It's okay not to cry. Crying is a normal type of response to sadness, but it certainly isn't the only one. If you cry, that's okay. If you don't cry, that's also okay. Some people that we work with tell us that they worry about not crying. The sadness and grief can be felt just as deeply and powerfully, whether you cry or not. Laughing and having fun is okay. When we see grief on the television, we see lots of people being sad, angry, crying a lot, or just not talking to anyone and locking themselves away. But laughter and fun are grief too. When we remember someone, we might laugh at the silly things they said or did. We might remember together about all the good things. And this is part of grief too. Also, you won't go back to being your old self after a bereavement. This one might sound a bit odd or obvious to some of you, but it's important to know that something really big and really important has happened to you. While grieving, you'll learn new skills and new things about yourself too. And also, you will have experienced something challenging and maybe different to your friends. And we talk about finding a new normal, and this is the same with who you are. You'll find a new normal, you. It might be more confident or anxious or inquisitive or anything else, but one thing's for sure, you won't be the same person as you were before, and this is completely okay. You can still experience grief even if you didn't like or had a tough relationship with the person who died as well. Many children and young people had tough relationships with the person who died. It might feel like a relief that they died, and this can in turn make things feel a little bit more complicated maybe. You may have wanted to make the relationship better, or maybe regret or feel sad about having said or done something before they died. Most importantly, though, your grief is completely valid and completely normal. When meeting new people or explaining a bit about yourself, it can take sometimes a little bit of thought. Questions like, so how many brothers and sisters have you got? And how often do you see your dad? Well, these are normal questions for someone to ask when trying to be polite. And these questions can feel really tough and awkward for you. It can feel sometimes complicated to answer in a way that you'd like. So you'd be thinking, well, do I say I have two sisters? And they'll ask more. And then you'll have to explain one died. Do you say, yep, I've got one? And then feel like you're pretending the person who died doesn't exist, perhaps. There's no right or wrong answer to know how to respond, but it can take some extra thought at times. Please don't worry. It's okay to say, I'm sorry, but I've just had a bereavement, or my special person died some time ago, and it's difficult at the moment to talk about my family. It's impossible to replace someone who has died. When someone important to you dies, it isn't like when your favourite mug breaks and you just get a new one. Nothing will ever replace the person who died. You might get a new step-parent, perhaps, or a new sibling in the family, but they will never be the important person who has died. It's also important to realise that remembering the person who died doesn't belittle or dismiss the new people in your life, but honours who they were and recognises how important they were to you. Grief can be a physical pain. We understand that the death of someone important causes big feelings and emotions in our brains, but it's not always known that grief can cause actual physical distress too. Young people tell us that they sometimes have general aches and pains, sickness or digestive tummy problems. So it's important to know that grief affects your whole body, emotionally in your brain and physically in your body. And if you are struggling with this, we would really encourage you to talk to your family, a trusted person, or Winston's Wish for some support, support you deserve at such a difficult time. You might find, perhaps at school, people may say the stupidest things when they're trying to talk about a death. They might not realise how you're feeling. They might feel embarrassed or haven't experienced a bereavement or a death themselves. Even though people dying happens every day, as people we aren't very good at talking about or recognising death in the UK. However, Winston's Wish are here to support you if you ever feel in a pickle about your grief, and we can therefore reassure you that you're never alone. We're here to help. Thank you very much for listening, and we really hope this helps. Bye.